You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 131, Step Into Your Destiny. In today's episode, we're going to have a discussion about your destiny and karma. There are many different understandings about karma, and some of them have confused people so much that they only think of karma as being something negative. And that's probably because you mostly hear people talk about karma when something bad is happening. The general belief is that karma is payback for bad things that you've done in the past. But there is also good karma for good deeds done. Some of you know that karma is much more than just a payback or a reward. And now I want to share the description of karma with you that Spirit gave to me. It goes much deeper and it ties into your being able to live your destiny. Spirit says that karma and destiny are the two main components to our physical experience. When we incarnate in a physical form, we agree to accept a mission. This mission becomes your purpose for coming into this physical body. Your mission or purpose is your destiny. But before you can live your destiny or fulfill your destiny, you must acquire certain skills that will prepare you for your mission. You have to learn various lessons that will help cultivate you and grow you into the person that you need to become in order to fulfill your destiny. It's very interesting that the word destiny is found in the word destination, and that's no coincidence. Your karmic lessons help you to reach your destiny or your destination. This is your reason for being, and in this case, your destination is your destined starting point. You can think of it as the starting point where you begin your great work on this planet. And I say this because we tend to use the word destination to describe the final point of a trip. But from our spiritual perspective, this is the point where we begin to live our great work. Spirit says that the school of karma is where you learn valuable lessons. It's what prepares you to grow into the person that you need to be in order to fulfill your destiny. It's a training ground. An example would be like wanting to become a judge. But before you can become a judge, you must complete law school. And if you never graduate from law school, then you can never become a judge because law school gives you the knowledge and prepares you for the duties and the responsibilities that you will have to perform as a judge. I think that's a great example because it helps you understand why karmic lessons are so important for us. They're necessary in order for you to be able to fulfill your destiny. Karmic lessons prepare you for your future tasks. The school of karma has many levels. It's very much like a K-12 school. But the problem in this school is that most people aren't getting past the fourth grade, let alone ever graduating. Because just like in school, if you don't pass your tests or learn what you need to learn on each level, then you can't move on. You have to keep repeating the lessons over and over again until you learn from them. It's so many people trapped in their karmic lessons because they don't understand what's really going on. But I want to help you with that so you can start to live your destiny because you have a great work to do. Karma assists you on your spiritual journey because you are a spiritual being having a physical experience. The school of karma helps you gather the information and the skills and the other tools that you'll need in order to complete your mission. These lessons prepare you to fulfill your destiny. In this show, I'm encouraging you to step into your destiny, to face your karmic lessons with courage and determination to get past them. Stop allowing challenges to prevent you from growing, because when you don't overcome your lessons, then your life becomes a constant cycle of repeating old lessons over and over again. And that's how you know you're not growing. You're trapped. Some of us have made it to the 12th grade, but just can't seem to get past that one final test. We keep getting stumped on that same thing over and over again. You just need to become more conscious of what's going on in your life, of what keeps repeating in your experience. When you find yourself constantly facing the same challenges over and over again, I guarantee you that you've been doing it over and over again, life after life. So now it's time to break that cycle. That's what 2017 is all about. The energies of this year, of the time we're presently living in, are here to help us break free from these karmic cycles so that we can complete our missions and go home. You must graduate from each level, or else you will keep repeating the same lessons over and over again until you do. The thing about it is, with each attempt and failure to complete a level, it gets harder and harder each time you relive it. Each time you face that challenge again, it becomes harder for you to overcome it because you almost become used to failing the lesson. You give in, and unconsciously, you start expecting to fail. And that's because you have for so many lifetimes. You've been getting stuck on this same issue. The mindset you want to avoid is the one that allows you to settle for less than what your heart is guiding you to. Don't allow yourself to believe that it's okay not to reach your goals or to have your heart's desires, because your heart is guiding you. Your dreams and your deep desires are the whispers of your heart, of your spirit, trying to remind you why you came into this world. You must start listening to your heart once again, because your heart will guide you to your destiny. You must finish what you've started. This has to become a conscious journey for you, because living unconsciously is killing you, literally. When you made the contract to come here and to perform a task, it was irrevocable. That means you can't get out of it until you do what you said you were going to do. That's why the earth plane is no joke. Spirits don't sign up to come here unless they're extremely serious about their mission. Because when you agree to incarnate on this planet, you agree to forget everything, including your mission. And that's a hell of a test. But you're allowed to set up trigger points for yourself. And these trigger points are your deja vus and your 1111s. They're auspicious signs that are meant to awaken you. They guide you back to a state of remembering who you are. And you have many unseen helpers, loved ones, guides, angels, masters, saints, whatever you want to call them, that assist you from behind the veil. They whisper into your ear and try to remind you in your dreams that you must awaken. You must wake up because you're still asleep. This is the waking sleep. You're not fully conscious, but you think you are. In this state, you can be fooled and tricked into believing things that aren't true or real because you are still encompassed by illusion. You're in a fog. When you begin to awaken, you begin to see through the fog and the veil gets thinner. You can see through the illusions. You start to realize that you've been in a dream state. And from there, you start to take your power back. These are critical times we're living in, people. These are times of great change, and it's going to take conscious individuals like yourself to face your karmic lessons and to step into your destiny, because the world needs you. The universe needs you to awaken. We've been trapped in darkness and fear for far too long. You are the light bearers. You must remember your mission and stop being distracted and lulled to sleep by the foolishness of this world. Get on your mission. Get rid of your bad habits that are holding you back and those unhealthy relationships, you know, the dysfunctional ones that you keep holding on to, because all of this is what keeps holding you back from stepping into your destiny. It's not allowing you to graduate from the school of karma. We have to start remembering our missions, family, because there is so much work to be done on our planet, and everyone is already here. We're here, and more backup is being born every day. We can get it done, but first we have to wake up and start moving through these lessons toward graduation. And once we pass through the school of karma, then our journey begins. This is where you start to do what you were born to do. Your journey or your purpose for being really only begins once you master your karmic lessons. That's when you become a master over your life. And one of the greatest lessons of karma, one of the most difficult lessons for humans, has been the lesson of self-love. Because once you master self-love, then everything else is easy. Because now you will know that it's all you. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.